Hello everyone. I haven't done one of those little updatey rambly things in a while, so I thought I would. Well, it's August something, like the 5th, or, well, I know it's Wednesday, but I'm not sure what the date is. I'm going back in about, I think it's the 6th today. Yeah, it's the 6th today. So I'm going back in about 19 days back home. Kind of looking forward to it, but kind of not. I'm going to see a few people on Monday. Well, one person. I'm going to attempt the trains on my own. Oof, that will be fun. Especially, well, both getting there and getting back. But, I guess if I don't try, I won't get the experience. So I will have to try. Tomorrow we're going sweet shopping. Well, sweet shopping for me, because my goal is to bring back as much chocolate and sugar-containing products as I possibly can. We're going, well, people want to go, well, people said we would go into Thornton's. They have one in town, and then find a sweet shop. I think they do have one in town as well. So get like Jelly Babies and Turkish Delight, and I think some coconut mushrooms. So don't know, I can't remember. Somebody liked them, but I definitely have one person that likes Turkish Delight. I like Jelly Babies. And wine gums, I think they're wine gums, I can't remember what they were called, but like fruity things. I like them, they were good fresh, but if you kept them for too long, they'd go bad. So, I went on another tiny shopping trip on Friday, got a skirt and some chocolate, which most of it I've eaten. I know, it's bad, it's terrible. Went to, well, you already know where I went, because I posted a few audio boosts from there, and went down to Swindon for about almost a week, quite a week, no, a few days, less than a week. And now back here in Chesterfield. I like it more than London, definitely. If I had to spend 2 months in London, I would just die. My brain would go crazy. Ow, 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 ow. I have a very bad, well, it's not as bad today, but bumped my toe, small toe, and stuff happened. And it's a bit sore. So, ouch, I just stabbed it against the bed, because I'm in the upstairs bedroom. Well, the bigger one. There's two bedrooms upstairs here. And I thought of a couple of other weird things that I think are weird in this country. Plug switches. Well, first of all, the plugs are different, but then every plug in the wall has a switch, or almost everyone does. Every one of them does. It's a bit strange. Well, and it's useful, but it's just we don't have it. And, you know, when you go and attempt to charge something, plug in, then something happens to distract you. And then you don't switch it on. You're not going to get it charged. That's what happened to me. Because in this house we mostly use, or I mostly plug my stuff into an extension lead. But in Swindon, I plugged it into a plug and I completely forgot to turn it on. So, yeah. I got me a netbook from London. Well, from Essex or whatever. But it's a nice little netbook. Quite handy for travelling and schoolwork, and that's what I'm planning to use it for mainly. to do schoolwork because it's got way better battery life than my current laptop. It, speakers are better, which is kind of surprising because it's older than my current laptop. Okay, it doesn't have a lot of space on it, and it doesn't have a lot of RAM. But I'm not aiming for more space, really, to be honest, with that, so very goodbye. And I've been trying to sneak record the neighbours' wind chimes without seeming too weird or strange. But I think sticking your phone under the bathroom window is a tiny bit strange. Tiny bit, just a little bit. Oh, hello. Didn't actually realise that I left my stuff on the thing. I shall... Ow. Well, that wasn't my bad toe. Otherwise, I would be screaming. Hopefully not, but, you know. Got me one pair of new shoes. Not sure where I'm going to put them. Got sandals, actually, but, you know. I didn't actually need them. Well, kind of did, but... Because I have 3 pairs of shoes now, which is bad. And I didn't pack for summer. I have a coat. Estonian weather, it would be about 10 degrees. No, less than 10 degrees to wear it. But don't really need it here. So I know what to pack when I come next time, at least. Yeah, things have been survivable. I mean, few things that have happened have really completely thrown me off of anything good happening in my life, but you know, these things aren't really for internet discussion, and it's not like I have a bad life, because compared to some people, my life is a piece of cake, so no complaining. Anyway, I'm gonna go off, try and sneak record some more wind chimes, and maybe upload them. Well, upload the recordings anyway. So, yeah, that's my plans for today. Boys are probably cooking, so I'm gonna stay out the kitchen, because I really don't fancy killing someone today. But yeah, hope everyone's well. Take care, and speak to you again soon. Goodbye.